Extract 1.
The train came out of the red horizon and bore down towards them over the single straight track. The station master came out of his little brick station with its pointed chalet roof. A stir of preparedness rippled through the squatting native vendors waiting in the dust. The face of a carved wooden animal, eternally surprised, stuck out of a sack. The train called out along the sky, but there was no answer, and the cry hung on. "I'm coming, I'm coming." Creaking, jerking, jostling, gasping, the train filled the station. "Here, let me see that one." The young woman curved her body further out of the corridor window. "Mrs.," smiled the old man, looking at the creatures he held in his hand. From a piece of string on his grey finger hung a tiny woven basket. He lifted it, questioning. "No, no," she urged, leaning down towards him, across the height of the train, towards the man in the piece of old rug. "That one, that one," her hands commanded. It was a lion, carved out of soft, dry wood that looked like sponge cake, heraldic, black and white, with impressionistic detail burnt in. The old man held it up to her, still smiling, not from the heart, but at the customer. Between its Van Dyke teeth, in the mouth opened in an endless roar too terrible to be heard, it had a black tongue. "Look," said the young husband, "if you don't mind." And around the neck of the thing, a piece of fur, rat, rabbit, meerkat, a real mane, majestic, telling you somehow that the artist had delight in the lion.
Nadine Gordimer, The Train from Rhodesia, The Soft Voice of the Serpent and Other Stories, 1952.